Welcome back to the Our Tome Show, my friends, the show that never ends. This is the show by Watch Geeks for Watch Geeks. I'm Victor Marks.
I'm Nicholas De Leon.
And I am way too excited.
Yeah, you sound hyped.
Why?
I'm going to ask. Why are you so hyped?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. Can't tell you.
High on life, etc.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm not nearly as excited, but I've got a...
What kind of watch are you wearing?
What am I wearing? Great question. I am actually wearing, those G-Shock, what's it called? The Casioks that we talked about every now and then.
The 2100 something or other. Yeah.
Yes. But they also announced one roughly a month ago, and I guess it came out roughly. It's like the different colors. I don't know. It's got like a metallic bezel type situation. Yeah. I got the green one. I don't know the model number offhand.
Why?
Well, it was like $100, so it was like,
oh, okay. So you went and sprung for it because for fun.
Yes, yeah. I got it pretty much as it was announced, so I didn't have to pay stupid eBay prices or whatever. So $100. I don't know. It's a green watch. I figured I don't have. I have the Alpinist,
yeah,
which is a very very
sort of a green
one.
Dial.
Yeah. Oh yeah, green dial, kind of crocodile-y strap. It's fine. But now I have a second one. So that was basically it. And I've never owned a G-Shock with the negative display. I don't care for it, to be honest. But now I have one. So that's what I'm wearing. What about you?
Well, I made two purchases that I think I alluded to last week. And one of them is impressive and one of them is tragic.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. So I bought a... I guess you could call it vintage because anything older than 25 years is now vintage.
Sure.
Sandoz diver watch.
I don't know that brand.
Well, so they had an interesting history. They were a Swiss brand, and at some point their name got bought by a Hong Kong entity. And so they are coexisting in this weird universe where there's definitely a Hong Kong entity selling Chinese or Hong Kong, whatever, Sandoz watches. But there's also still Swiss-made ones.
Okay. I'm looking on Chrono 24. I actually kind of appreciate some of the funky designs I'm looking at over here.
Well, and they've had some funky ones over through the years. But this one is very much Submariner style inspired.
I see. Okay.
Classic sort of dive bezel with the scallop bezel that you see on a Submariner. It's got Mercedes style hands. It's got the thin triangle that you see on the 1980s, like 16800 watches or the 5513 style watches.
Yeah, I see one on Chrono. It looks good. I like it. Yeah. $500?
I paid $110.
You got a better deal than.
And it's got the Swiss at a 2836 movement. So it's a day date style movement in it.
Yeah.
And for some people that breaks it because there are people that like the no date sub with the symmetry, right?
Yeah, I see all that.
But the look, you know, it's a Swiss watch. It's got a Swiss movement, classic looks, and it's really small. I thought I was getting, so they made them in a couple of different sizes. Like, and the Tudor did this too back in the day, right? The Tudor made a 79090, which was a 39 millimeter Tudor Submariner. They made the 75090, which was a 36 millimeter Submariner. And then they made another one called the Mini Sub or a Lady Sub, which was even smaller. And I thought I was getting the normal 40 millimeter, 39 millimeter style.
Yeah.
What in fact I have is a 37 millimeter dive watch. So it's a wee on the slightly tiny side, but the bezel makes up for it because the bezel is larger than the case. So the bezel makes it up to about like 38 or so.
Okay.
It's super comfortable.
It
is superb. I am surprised because I would not have gotten that. I would have searched for the slightly larger one. And the reason this fail happened, this is a fail that many people will encounter if you're not careful. And even if you are careful, right? They said in the eBay description that this was a 39 millimeter watch. It turns out they were including measuring from the side of the case to the crown on the opposite side of the case.
From the side? Oh, yeah. Okay.
And watch people, when they measure the size of a case, do not include the crown.
Of course, yeah.
eBay people who don't know better include the crown.
I see. Yeah.
And so what I really needed to find was one listed as being a 42 millimeter, which would have in fact been the 39 millimeter. That was the mistake. But you know what? I don't regret it because $110 and I have a Swiss watch.
Yeah, for sure.
And it works. And the only thing that I want to do now is find an extra bracelet link for it. The bracelet is original to this thing.
Okay.
And I want to find another link for it. And I'm having a little trouble doing that. The best option that I've come up with is actually to buy a link from a Michael Kors fashion watch, the kind of thing you'd find in the mall, and use that because it's the same size and about the same shape and will just fit right in near the clasp and no one will ever know.
Where did you get this watch from?
This was an eBay.
eBay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I like the look of it, just looking. But yeah, 36. I think it was a Grand Seiko the other day. I think it was a quartz that was like 36 millimeters.
Yeah.
I think I saw that. Maybe
as dive watches go, I'm not disappointed. I usually would have picked a little larger, but this thing is working for me. So there we go.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Do you know about the tragic purchase?
I do, actually.
All right. We've discussed this slightly before. This was the $25 Zenith.
Yes.
Or Zenit.
Yeah. Yes.
So I got it.
How is it? Come on.
Disgraceful.
Oh my God.
It okay. So in the good news, it is a watch.
All right.
It's powered by, as best I can tell, a Seiko VK50 series movement.
Okay, that's fine.
I would have preferred that if they'd gone and sprung for the VK60 series movement, which would have been a little bit more closely related to the actual watch.
Sure.
So this thing has working sub-registers, right? It has a central chronograph seconds accumulator. It has a running seconds at the 6 o'clock position, and it has a minutes accumulator at the 9 o'clock position. The 3 o'clock position is just a 24-hour hand.
Okay.
Which annoys me. They could have actually done an hours accumulator if they'd used the 60 series Seiko movement. It's a 369 dial subdial arrangement.
Yeah.
But they picked the movement I would not have chosen for this. Fine. Whatever. The bezel is ceramic.
Like it the is original. Ceramic.
Oh yes, it is. It is truly a ceramic bezel. Good job. The crystal is a sapphire crystal.
That's kind of that's good impressive. Job.
The bracelet says that it is stainless steel and I believe it.
Sure.
Right? The case, I believe, is stainless steel. It really is all of those things. The Zenit dial has a sort of a dark gray, a black, and a dark blue subdial traditionally.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I got light gray, black, and aqua.
Light gray, black, and aqua. Well, that's
more cyan. It's really cyan, not aqua. But
it's in the ballpark.
It kind of is. The bezel on the correct Zenit says 1/10 of a second.
Yeah.
I got 1/10 trademark APA beckoned.
What?
Yeah, they put 1/10 the trademark symbol OPA BECOND.
What does that even mean?
Nothing. It means nothing. It means nothing. They just badly approximated using characters, I guess.
If you were to ask me to write something in Mandarin, I'd be like, I literally don't know.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened here. So, but it keeps time. It functions.
Yes.
The chronograph functions on the movement work. It does wear okay. My thought, the bracelet case is a little soft. Like the real thing is supposed to have some sharp edges and bevels and brushed finishes. This is all polish everywhere. It's not right.
Okay. Yeah.
But my thought was, if I felt like it, I could take it apart and brush the tops of the lugs and, you know, put some bevels on and give it some sharp edges and really clean it up and make it a lot better. The thing is, for $25, should you?
I think if you were going, well,
because it works.
It works. If you were going to flip it.
I got a working watch and it's a chronograph and it was $25 new.
Yeah, I feel like. Well, I'll say the price has gone up. Now it's $26.11.
Okay. The other secret is
inflation.
Use the mobile app. When you use the mobile app, the prices are less than they are on the web browser.
Really?
Yes.
About
a dollar.
I'm not downloading the AliExpress app. I'll pay the dollar.
That's Sorry, fine. Guys. I'm just telling you.
All right. Well, I didn't know that. Now people know.
Ceramic bezel, sapphire crystal, stainless steel.
Those are good Those are good. Again, for $25, that almost doesn't even make sense to me. It's like, how is this guy cost? And did a robot make Seiko it entirely? Movement.
It's like,
are any humans involved in this
on
chain?
Some level, how does this thing exist?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It's tragic, and yet at the same time, it's kind of wonderful in that weird way, isn't it?
It's very, like, it's very interesting in like a economic, like how are things made type of thing.
It yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at all the pictures. All the pictures are, well, they sound different than what you described.
If you look in the review pictures, you can see the review picture.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time. I was originally kind of sad about it, but I have a hard time being mad at it.
I don't think you should be mad. I think you paid $25. Can you even walk into a Walmart today and buy a watch for $25?
I think for $11.99 you can.
Can you? I guess I could check. Maybe I'll check today.
I would expect it to be horrible in a lot of the same ways that this is horrible, actually. Like the case would be completely soft and stuff would be non-functional. Here, every part of it actually functions.
Yeah. No, I think like, that's fine.
It's got a working date wheel. Like, it actually changes day.
I think you came out ahead. I
kind of did.
Is where I'm landing on this.
This could be the perfect beater.
This was a topic we've been following for at least several weeks. I mean, this AliExpress watch.
Well, so this is, I would say, the worst of the AliExpress watches to buy. Right. I would say that if you wanted to do an AliExpress deal and really win, then you would buy one powered by an NH35. You would get like the Willard like John got. You would get something else. But as long as the listing says it's got an NH35 in it or a Miyota, you'd be doing OK. Although I would strongly suggest going with like the NH35.
We should hold this topic because isn't in China Singles Day, November 11th?
Yeah. 11-11.
Like big. Yep. A big holiday or a big shop. It's like Black Friday.
It's a Black Friday shopping holiday.
And I know AliExpress, we should just give folks like here are five good AliExpress watches that maybe you could get for marginally cheaper
the
today.
Best watches for November 11th. That would be a good idea.
That's good content. Look at this.
Yeah. Very smart. Right.
Well, it's. I mean, I do this in my real job. So similar things. All right. Well, that's good. Well, I'm happy the watch arrived. I'm happy it is a watch. And I guess I can't be too disappointed because, you know, if you wanted the Zenit, it exists. You could have bought it.
For like what? $5,000 to $11,000?
Yeah. What is the, I think this one is like 11 actually, if I'm not mistaken. But for 25, you got yourself, I don't know. I think it's neat.
Yeah.
If John were here, he might say, I'll allow it.
I don't know that he would, but at the same time,
he's not here to stop us, is he? He's busy, allegedly. Yeah, how much is this? Let's see. Let me just live fact check. 10,000 on the dot. It is, however, sold out.
And that is the Zaytona, as it's called, which is the white dial with the three colored subdials and the black ceramic bezel.
Yeah. Now, it is a super nice watch. That is, there's no question about that.
It is a much bigger watch than you think. It's like, what is it, a 43 or something?
41, I see.
Is it a 41?
This is 41.
Okay, so then they got this true to size. So this thing has a 39 millimeter case, but the bezel is 41. The bezel overlaps the sides just a little bit. And sure. It turns out I like that. That's super comfortable.
Yeah. No, that's a smart.
It totally works for me like that.
Yeah, even the movement's crazy on this thing. Yeah, I don't know. Well, right. Take your pick, folks. 10,000 or 25. 10,000 out of stock. So could you even buy this if you wanted to?
Not if you wanted to. No. All right. So let's talk Casio for a moment. You started talking Casio. So let's talk about Rick and Morty.
Yes, I have a couple Casios in the house. Yes, Rick and Morty. Why don't you school me on Rick and Morty?
Okay. Rick and
Morty.
What
is Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty.
Because I don't know.
Is a show by Justin Roiland and Dan Harmon, who formerly made a show called Community.
Okay. I've heard of that. My brother loved Community, actually.
See? Okay. And this show is an animated show, and it features a grandpa, Rick, his grandson, Morty, and as side characters, the rest of the family, which is, the sister whose name I've forgotten, which is terrible,
No idea.
The mom, and her husband, Jerry. And Jerry is pretty much a schlub. Jerry is like the worst, most useless kind of character you could possibly imagine.
Gotcha.
And – Morty is kind of like that, but he plays the sidekick to Grandpa Rick as they go on dimension traveling adventures. Rick is an inventor and invents all kinds of things.
Morty's the kid? Sorry.
Morty's the kid.
If folks can believe it, I've never actually seen this show. I've heard of it, obviously, but I have not seen it.
Do you want a sample of what the kind of script they might use?
I do. Let me
do a small reading for you. The exterior is an alien beach resort. It's an exterior shot. Rick and Morty are relaxing on an alien beach. An alien waiter brings over a platter of fresh fruit, and Morty starts to unzip a little change purse when Rick says, "Put that away, Morty." But shouldn't we? Tip them? Absolutely not, Morty. Gratitude was never introduced into Glumglorian society. Trust me, they wouldn't know what to do with here. And he pulls down his sunglasses. What is that, 8%? And an alien bartender hands, interior shot, the alien bartender hands Morty a coconut drink. And Morty, without thinking, says, "Thank you." And the bartender says, "Thank you? Why are you thanking me? Why hasn't anyone thanked me ever before?" The bartender smashes the daiquiri machine in a fit of rage, picks up a tiki torch, sets fire to the bar. As Morty walks back to his beach chair, we see mayhem and chaos ripple out behind him. People are jumping off windows. Explosions are going off. People are murdering each other. Rick scowls at Morty as he throws his shit in a bag. "Rick, pack your shit." Interior Rick's spaceship moments later. Rick's ship speeds away as mushroom cloud explosions cover the planet below. And Rick says,
"Wow.
Hey, Morty, check it out. I think they're saying you're welcome." This is the kind of show. It's
that escalated quickly.
Yes, it does. And there are all sorts of other sort of repeated gags throughout the show. Like there's a Rick and a Morty for every dimension.
Oh, is there? That's funny, actually.
Which means that there's also a Jerry for every dimension. And in one of the places, they have an interdimensional Jerry babysitting place. Like you drop your kid off at the mall in the ball pit and you come back and pick him up later kind of thing. So they drop their Jerrys off to be entertained for the day while they go on adventures.
Huh.
So it's like a daycare for a bunch of grown men.
That's
so now that we've introduced the show,
also Twitter.
Casio made a watch.
Oh yeah.
Remember Casio? It's a show about Casio.
I forgot. Yeah.
So Casio made this Rick and Morty watch. They took the DW5600, which is their classic Casio shape.
Yep.
And they put the green and yellow swirls from the interdimensional travel around the face of the Casio LCD. And then they put neon green outlines of Rick and Morty characters on the band. And then they engraved them in the case back.
Yes,
and to make it slightly more special, they changed the backlight so that the backlight shows Rick and Morty's faces.
Yes, it does. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So here's my problem. They tarted this thing up in Rick and Morty characters.
Yes.
But it's still just a black G-Shock.
This is, yes.
I have had this complaint about all of the G-Shock collabs that they've done with the 5600. There's a Budweiser King of Beers 5600 that has just a lot of white surround around the LCD and the Budweiser and King of Beers logos.
Feels very lazy, if I'm
boring.
Honest.
Lazy. With the NASA collaboration, it's a G-Shock.
Oh, yeah, that was the NASA.
With the white surround with the NASA worm logo. It's boring. It's lazy. Here, it's boring and lazy. If they'd been serious, if they'd committed, they should have taken the yellow and green swirls from the interdimensional travel and done that to the band. And they should have incorporated those cases and colors into the case. This thing should have been screaming color. This thing could have had the gray from Grandpa Rick's hair in part of the bezel or around the buttons or something. You know, they could have gone so much further with this.
Yes.
They did not. This is like the cold coffee that you get at a Shoney's.
I don't know what a Shoney's is, to the show. All right. I got the cold coffee.
Shoney's is an American restaurant, similar in some ways to a Denny's.
Okay, sure. I think we're all familiar with Denny's and their ilk.
Yeah. Well, this is Shoney's.
Sure.
And it's
I hear the frustration in your voice as a fan of the show and I suppose a fan of G-Shock. This is
Why are things not better? It will sell out. It will absolutely sell out.
Is this a limited edition?
It's a limited edition, and they're allowing one per household.
Ooh. 170 available 10/26, which is
days away. Yeah.
Tuesday. So yeah. Tomorrow, if you're listening to this,
if you're listening
on Monday. So Tuesday, October 26th, I'll put a link. Well, we also have a link on the site as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is not the first Rick and Morty product collaboration. Like there was a, you know, Teenage Engineering.
I don't know what that is.
Teenage Engineering makes a bunch of things, including synthesizers. They made the OP1 synthesizer. They made these pocket calculator synthesizers, pocket okay. operators, they call them. And
products.
You know, they're little tiny synthesizers with a bunch of switches. And some are drum machines and some are sequencers and some make video game sounds. And they sure. made one that licensed sounds from the show, which was very cool. And they sold out instantly. And even if you try and buy them now, they're way overpriced on eBay. Like you if you can get one at all, they cost sure. over $100 for this little tiny synthesizer.
Yes. I see one. $100. That's not.
Yeah, maybe but I mean, over what thing. They are for retail, for normal, it's kind of a lot.
I have so. No idea what that is.
Anyway. It's going to sell out. People sure. are going to buy it. But I wish they'd done more. I just wish they'd gone further.
Maybe good enough. What is that? It's good enough. It's going to sell out. It's good enough. Which I, you know, that's the world we live in. It's good enough.
Yeah.
I know. I agree. If this were a show that I were closer to, I would yeah. also be annoyed. Yeah. I don't know. It's not to my taste, but which is interesting because there was a G-Shock announced maybe a week ago. It looks very similar to kind of the standard issue, but it may have like a mech tie-in. It's like titanium.
Ooh.
Folks are drawing parallels to Mobile Suit Gundam, which I've heard of. I'm not a big anime guy either, but this looks super good, I think. It's $1,000, so it's not even the same product, really.
Wow.
But it looks super nice. Like, you know, Casio can make very good-looking G-Shocks, obviously. But this Rick and Morty one, not sure that
I feel like they didn't commit. And of course, here's why. I can tell you a little bit about why. When you make a licensed good, you have to be granted or purchase the license rights. So you have to be licensed sure. to make this thing. So they sure. had to deal with Warner Brothers Animation to get this. And then you can't just go and do what you want once you've got the license. You have to show what you're going to do and get approval. So as you might imagine, this went through a numerous bunch of different hands and conversations, sure. right? They got the license. That part got negotiated. They handed it to an internal designer. And the internal designer had to go along with what the brand guidelines were for this from Warner and then hand back it and get approved and get, you know, take feedback and make modifications and whatever. So it's not yeah. exactly the easiest thing to pull off. But I really do think that they could have done more.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the only thing I can think of is someone they're like, yeah, ship it, you know.
We met their requirements. It must be okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It meets the spec. Let's get it out there.
Yeah.
What else could it be? I mean, I don't know. I guess we could ask, but I don't think they're going to cop to that. It's like, yeah, we just phoned it in with this one.
Yeah, really?
I mean, that would be funny if we could get, I don't know. Yeah. Not a show I'm super familiar with and not a design to my taste.
I would encourage you to watch a couple episodes. I'm not telling you to watch like everything, but watch a couple.
All right. I think, hey, look, if they sell out, who are we to say? Yeah.
No, absolutely. Speaking of things that are sellouts, sure. Panerai and Razer.
Yeah, that was a weird one. These are not brands that I'd see.
Tell us what Razer is.
Razer is historically, they're like a computer accessory keyboards and mice. And
who are those accessories focused on?
They're focused at like Uber nerds. They are focused at like the esports crowd.
It's the computer gamers. Yeah.
Yeah. It is. If you are into Counter-Strike or League or those type of games,
yeah.
Razer is one of the brands in the mix. You know, I actually think they have sort of a almost like a, it's like, Razer. Who buys? It's almost like had like a kiddie kind of reputation. I don't know. I feel like they're not the top of that ranking anymore, but they're known. They make good stuff generally. So they are definitely a computer accessory brand that, you know, they're around. Yeah. They have teamed up with Panerai, which is, they are not known, unless I'm mistaken, they are not known for their computer accessories.
Panerai are bought by like sales reps. You made your first, you closed your first big deal. Go buy a Panerai.
I had a doctor with a replica Panerai once upon a time. I was like, is that a Panerai? And he copped to it being a rep. And I just laughed.
Okay.
Like, all right.
I understand people's itchy feelings about replicas, but I totally approve of the honesty.
Yeah. I mean, we laughed and then we talked a little bit, but that's the only time I've seen a Panerai. Who buys Panerai? Is that like a...
I just told you.
Is that like a Wall Street?
It's not. No, it's not Wall Street people. Wall Street people have more money and buy better things.
That's what I'm getting at.
It's very much like you are a sales rep who has just closed a big deal and is going to get a tasty commission. And so you buy a Panerai.
Do you? I guess.
That's where I always saw him.
All right. I don't doubt you.
There was some guy on LinkedIn who had that situation and was like, should I buy this? The store I went to was also showing me Cartier. And I was like, Cartier is a really good watch. Despite what you're thinking, they actually make their own stuff. They're really accomplished. And everyone else was like, no, bro, you got to go buy the Panerai.
I don't know.
That's exactly what it is. It's sales bros.
Well, whatever. Good for them. Anyhow, so they have teamed up, Razer and Panerai, two strange bedfellows, I would say. They're making a watch. There's a YouTube sort of teaser video, which we'll link. It exists or will exist. It's coming out next year. I think to me, it's just interesting that these are two very – random. I don't know. Maybe the Razer CEO. I interviewed him many years ago, like a decade ago. Maybe he likes Panerai. I don't know.
That is actually how these collaborations happen, right? They're standing. So you remember the Audemars Piguet and Don Cheadle relationship?
Yes, we discussed that a few weeks ago.
That happened because they were standing in line
for
some premiere together and struck up a conversation.
Yeah, which led to all this. That's how the world works. You know, hey, what do you do? What do you do? Oh, cool, let's work together. And then,
yeah, like why aren't you wearing this? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's entirely possible that the Razer guy just got in touch and reached out to Panerai. I was like, I really like your stuff. Let's do something. And Panerai said, you know what? We're getting hammered on Instagram for posting all these pictures of fake Panerais.
Oh, yeah.
What if we did a youthful collaboration that showed we were cool again?
That sounds cool. Do we think it'll be a smartwatch? I guess, are there any details?
No, I can't imagine.
It just says limited edition co-branded timepiece made from sustainable material. So all the buzzwords are there.
Okay. Sustainable material means recycled metals and ocean-bound plastics or recycled rubber.
Yes. And they mentioned something about ocean preservation. So,
oh, boy.
And the press release.
Okay. So what if it's like a recycled carbon case, compound carbon case?
Yeah.
An ocean-bound plastics dial or case back, little plastics disc embedded in the case back.
Yeah.
And recycled rubber for the strap. And the strap has neon green Razer logos on it.
That's somewhat – definitely the loom is that Razer green. Oh, also, Razer is very much associated with this particular shade of green that they use.
Yeah. Where's the picture of this thing? Give me the link.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize.
You have given me nothing.
Oh, sorry. Where's the –
Ah, look at that.
Thing.
See, yes. It's so nice when I can actually play along. Make time for our ocean. As a part of our Go Green with Razer initiative, we're taking to the oceans yet again, this time with a partner as committed as we are, because the last partners weren't as committed at all.
I suppose.
In collaboration with Panerai, we're making every second count when it comes to saving our oceans. In the coming months, expect exciting updates from the partnership as we share more about the cause that we will be supporting, as well as an exclusive product we have in the pipeline. Wild.
And I just posted the direct YouTube link to the teaser. So you do get a glimpse of the watch.
Do you?
Yes, you do. You do. Forget everything we just said for the past 3 minutes.
Yeah, we were just making stuff up, but there's actually a...
there's a glimpse of the watch. Yes.
Okay, so it's got the green loom, which is very similar to the Razer loom. There's a fabric band with green stitching.
Yes.
And
like, it doesn't look bad.
And the sides of the case have Razer engraved in it.
Yes.
No, that's the Crown Guard has Razer engraved in the side. Okay.
Is that the Crown Guard?
Yeah, it's the Crown Guard. Panerai does this big weird thing with the Crown Guard where it's this like half circle loop with a lever.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So I would say it's this actually, you know, from what we've seen, this doesn't look terrible. It looks,
could look ghastly, but we don't know.
I'm more just like, these are two random companies where that's my like puzzlement here. Wouldn't be surprised if it's like an okay watch, actually. It's just too weird.
So here's what we got to do. We got to reach out to the Razer CEO and we have to ask how this collaboration came to be.
Sir, I interviewed you 10 years ago at a CES little booth. You probably don't remember. That's fine. You're a billionaire now.
No. It's my longtime friend. It's been too long since we've talked.
Yes. It has been too long.
Don't you remember we went to all those parties at CES? We got smashed together and you ended up in the back of that limo and I can't even in the suite. And I want to, let me ask, by the way,
back
what about
then,
this Razer
I definitely
thing?
Would have done that.
I'm telling you.
not so much anymore.
No. But that's how we phrased it. Okay. So that's the assignment. We got to figure out how to get in touch and ask them this.
I feel like we are – look, it's the same feelings they have with the Far Cry watch that was announced a few weeks ago. It's like what is the intersection of people who know Far Cry and know watches?
And
it can't be many people. It can't be – it's probably like me and like I think one guy at Hodinkee was a gamer, if I'm not mistaken. Dude, that's got to be it. There can't be much more than the two of us. So Razer, this is – I'm the guy. I'm the PC gamer. I got all the RGB everything.
They made a watch just for you.
I want to know how much this thing costs. I mean, Panerai, they are not cheap, but it's a rate. I don't know. I'm actually kind of interested. What's going on here?
Yeah,
we're discussing it.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have.
Yes, we ran a little over.
I won't tell if you don't.
It's fine. We'll
live. This is the Hour Time Show, the show by Watch Geeks for Watch Geeks. I'm Victor.
I'm Nicholas.
And we'll do this again next week.
Thank you for listening to The Hour Time Show, the official podcast of wristwatchreview.com. Feel free to email us at tips@wristwatchreview.com with your feedback and suggestions. And please be sure to visit wristwatchreview.com and wristwatchreview on Instagram for more fun watch content. Have a nice day.